Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to athletic performance, body composition, anti-aging, fitness, and nutrition. On side one, Corey will provide a clinical review of articles published in various health and fitness journals, as well as his own personal commentary. He will then be joined by Tracy Hawley to discuss health and fitness issues which pertain to female athletes, mothers, and children. Side two includes an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience as a clinician, author, healthcare provider, athlete, or professional in the healthcare and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, January 2003. The new year is upon us, and I hope everyone is excited about what's coming. I'd like to welcome our new subscribers and associates and remind you all that SNU is the most unique educational tool of its kind. SNU informs, stimulates, and motivates through education. You can listen to the voice of experts morning, noon, or night in your car, at home, in the gym, during break time. As we say, any time is SNU time. Don't be afraid to spread the word. Informed consumers are your absolute best customers. If you manage employees or work directly with athletes, let them know about SNU. Our objective is to keep athletes, coaches, health professionals, personal trainers, retailers, consultants, gym owners, avid fitness buffs, and sales professionals up to date in the field of sports nutrition and preventive medicine. And the way that we do this is to speak on current topics associated with athletic performance, including fitness and exercise training, aging awareness, and body composition management. SNU reports on the effects of various natural health products and their role in human nutrition, and examines how antioxidants, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins influence the chemistry, structure, and function of the human body. SNU covers every aspect of healthy living and human performance. Last month, I talked about the different subsets of muscle fibers, how they get their energy for contraction, and how muscle actually grows. In this edition, I'd like to talk about sports nutrition and what it means to me. First, let's talk about the name, because not everyone understands what it truly means or implies. The term sports nutrition is actually a social misnomer, because it automatically implies a special kind of nutrition only for people who play sports. Granted, anyone engaged in sport is a candidate for such reference. But sports in this context is generic and much broader in its definition. It's much like how many of us refer to dietary supplements or natural health products, as they are now called in Canada. We call supplements vitamins. We use that as a general term. For example, many a mother or nurse has reminded their children or ailing patient to take their vitamins. Wives line them up for their husbands, and if someone comes down with a cold or a flu, it's, "Have you been taking your vitamins?" But not all micronutrients are vitamins. Technically, minerals, fatty acids, and amino acids are not vitamins at all. Neither are botanical extracts like ginkgo or grapeseed. But for ease of reference and understanding, vitamin has evolved and is commonly used as a general label by almost everyone. The same is also true regarding sports nutrition. It too has evolved into a general reference and now denotes a much wider spectrum of application. Sports nutrition encompasses an extremely wide range of potential candidates, including athletes, weekend warriors, gym rats, fitness buffs, diehard aerobic queens, and sport fanatics. It includes anyone engaged in physical activity. In fact, if you train and eat food, you're engaged in sports nutrition. To some extent, life itself is a sport, the objective of which is to have fun, stay well, and succeed. So, viewed in this context, everyone's a candidate by default. My question to you is, are you having fun in your life? Are you having fun in your work? Are you having fun in your marriage? Do you enjoy your workouts? Or are you looking to that experience with dread? Are they something you've been avoiding or putting off because you feel burnt out, stale, or just complacent? For me, sport was never about winning. I mean, that's not what motivated me as a young boy to play hockey, football, or lacrosse. It was the game itself and the challenge of developing the skill involved. It was actually playing the sport in the context of certain rules and having fun with my friends. That's what sport is really about, not winning at any cost. To me, violence completely ruins the game, and the essence of violence in sport is driven by the need to win, regardless of who you damage in the process. You see, if you play the game of life strictly to win, you can lose sight of the game itself. It can get way too serious, and then the people who just want to play for fun will quit. They'll drop out because they're not interested in the violence. They just want to play the game and have fun. And if winning is all that matters to you, then sport loses its magic. Now, in the health and fitness business world, sports nutrition product suppliers often create advertising strategies designed to reach a very specific and narrow range of audience, such as cyclists, skiers, or bodybuilders. Specific performance benefits attract athletes and almost anything to do with muscle or weight loss. That's what creates interest. You talk about weight loss, losing body fat, gaining muscle, and right away, you've got an automatic interest. Well, the perceived specificity of the term can be very useful from a marketing point of view, but remember, sports nutrition is not just for people who play hockey, football, or soccer. If you look up sport in the Webster's New World Dictionary, it's first defined as any activity or experience that provides enjoyment or recreation, and then goes on to include activity by way of bodily exertion. That's important. We've got to have some kind of physical activity involved. It also mentions both fun and play as vital components, and there's that big F-U-N, that big fun word again. Sport is a derivative of Middle English sporte, which is short for disport, and is translated from Old French disport, meaning pleasure, and from disporter, meaning to divert. Historically speaking, sport was viewed as a non-essential form of pleasure utilized by men and women to distract them from the hardships and serious side of life. It provided entertainment and created a physical means of enjoyment to help people cope with the burden of living. Today, however, watching and playing sport has become a national pastime for millions of people of all ages. It's also a huge business that involves government and some of the world's largest corporations. Just look at how big the Super Bowl is, or how popular the Olympics have become. Sports nutrition is an art and a science. The art consists of nourishing an active body with high-quality food and natural supplements in a skillful, safe, and consistent manner. This pertains not only to what we eat, but also when, where, and how. Whole food and dietary supplements are administered with reference to dozens of variables, including food quality and quantity, macronutrient percentage, that pertains to fats, carbs, and proteins, micronutrient density, which pertains to vitamins and minerals and fatty acids and such, the glycemic index, biological value of protein, the acid-alkaline balance of food, fatty acid ratio, this is something you can measure in your blood, enzyme activity, biochemical individuality, your chronotype, somatotype, blood type, hydration, ethnic origin, your athletic objectives, your training volume, intensity, and frequency, the specificity of sport, body composition, your current health status, injury status, lifestyle, metabolic status, medication, OTCs, recreational drug use. All these variables are considered when we look at the art and the implication of sports nutrition. These are the variables I consider and evaluate in my personal consultations and in my own personal nutrition intake. In fact, in Chapter 10 of my Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, I go into extensive detail regarding the importance of a detailed dietary analysis and why each variable is essential to understand. The chapter is called Screening and Diagnostic Tools, and in addition to dietary analysis, I cover hair analysis, fitness assessment, blood chemistry profile, urine and saliva pH, thyroid temperature testing, chiropractic examination, body composition analysis, metabolic cellular analysis, and assessment of biological terrain. The science of sports nutrition, and this is the other end of the stick or the other side of the coin, the science of sports nutrition, as opposed to the art, helps all of us to understand the how and the why, and it's the how and the why that interests me the most. I take great pride in the artful application, but I am incredibly interested in why creatin does what it does, or why insulin chemistry is influenced by chromium or destroyed by the consumption of refined carbohydrates. That's the stuff that really gives me the juice and motivates me to learn, because it affects my life directly. Through observation, research, and repeated experiment, experts in the field investigate the effect of controlled exercise, food, and natural health products on the health, recovery, and performance of athletes, and that's the science. Now, to be successful in the world of sport, fitness, and health, and to remain well and injury-free, you've got to apply the art of sports nutrition as a derivative of sound science. This is the essence of the natural health food and fitness movement. Both are inseparable and equally essential, yet each has evolved apart from another. And I just can't believe this. You've got the health food industry that focuses on food and supplements, yet fitness is a foreign concept. Few people that work in the health food industry understand the science of exercise. You put them in a gym and they don't know how to train. They don't know how to design a workout that is structured to facilitate or generate total physical fitness. Now, let's face it, the vast majority of health food retailers do not work out, and they are not fit as a result. And yet physical fitness and exercise is an absolute integral requisite to health management and the prevention of disease pathology. They spend all day talking about health, and yet they're not experts on exercise, and this is not acceptable. We have to understand both as being integral to the achievement of health and its maintenance. On the other hand, you've got a gigantic cluster of athletes living on hot dogs, pizza pops, and french fries, and certainly not applying nutrition as a science by any stretch of the imagination. Of course, there are exceptions, but the vast majority of athletes are ill-informed when it comes to nutrition science, and this is what I mean by bridging the gap between fitness and nutrition. Exercise is critical. Without resistance training, for example, you will lose lean mass over time as you age and slowly lose your power and strength. You will become fatigued easily. You'll wonder why you don't have the energy of youth. And it's because you're losing your muscle. It's because you're not maintaining your muscle. Training is what gives us that anabolic flux. It's what facilitates the production of energy and uses the machine that God gave us. But if you pump iron without regarding the importance of whole, fresh, organic food, you'll most likely peter out or develop injuries caused by biochemical imbalance, toxicity from the diet, and insufficient or deficiency-related problems that are directly connected to a lack of vitamins and minerals or an inappropriate intake of the wrong kind of food. And then it just creates havoc and problems inside the body so that you get chronic inflammation in the joints and the knees and the back, and you can't squat with the intensity that you need to make any progress. Sports nutrition recognizes textbook nutrient deficiencies, but also explores the possibility of utilizing whole food and natural health products such as creatine or glutamine to obtain higher levels of performance and quality of living. The goal is to reach higher and go beyond the norm. And here's what sums it up for me. Sports nutrition is for anyone who is ultimately concerned about health and fitness and their ability to perform with excellence in life. And so I want to ask you right now, listener, are you concerned about performing with excellence in life? And if you are, that means you've got to move in the direction of getting fit. You've got to maintain a dedication to exercise. You've got to understand how to apply it. But you've also got to learn how to eat and how food connects in your body. From a biological point of view, the prime directive and function of nutrition is to supply a living organism with the energy and micronutrients it requires for nourishment, optimum function, and maintenance of life. Taste, texture, and culinary pleasure are secondary to provision of such nutrients in relation to biological demand. And yet almost everyone puts taste ahead of food value and nutrition density. This doesn't mean that everything you eat has to taste bad. In fact, natural food is absolutely delicious. But the true function of food is to sustain life, not simply to gratify sensory pleasure. And misunderstanding this concept or neglecting the application of this rule gets almost all of us into trouble at one time or another. Here's what Dr. Melinda Manure, author of Sports Nutrition for Health and Performance, has to say about sports nutrition. No matter what one's fitness or exercise goals, good nutrition can help improve exercise performance, decrease recovery time from strenuous exercise, prevent exercise injuries due to fatigue, provide the fuel required during times of high intensity in training, and control weight. Combining good nutrition with exercise can also help reduce the risk of numerous chronic diseases such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, obesity, osteoporosis, and some cancer. Moreover, physicians often recommend nutrition and exercise to treat individuals who already have these diseases. Learning how nutrition and exercise work together for optimal health is essential for health, nutrition, or fitness professionals who must teach the public how to maintain good health and reduce risks of chronic disease. And here's something else I came across in Avery's Sports Nutrition Almanac, written by Edmund Burke and Daniel Costello. As far as scientific fields go, sports nutrition is still in its infancy. In spite of this, enough has been learned over the past 25 years to confirm that sports nutrition is indeed a science. And this requires that established rules of scientific evidence be applied to the collection and distribution of information. And finally, here's another quote from my friend and mentor, Dr. Michael Colgan. This comment is an excerpt from his latest book, The Sports Nutrition Guide, Minerals, Vitamins, and Antioxidants for Athletes. The science of sports nutrition consists of designing your individual nutrition, training, and lifestyle so that your body can retain and use sufficient of the beneficial chemicals and avoid or expel the detrimental. The first step is to realize that you and your environment are one single interacting system of chemistry. Sports nutrition is the salvation of the world. Pretty strong words. So why do I use them? Because sports nutrition, in its most complete application, is the only category that promotes and incorporates both exercise and optimum nutrition. And without both, it is impossible to achieve wellness, remedy obesity, and prevent degenerative disease. This is scientific fact. Remember, sports nutrition is not a trend. It is nourishment for life, the antidote for the poison of refined food and physical inactivity. At the center of its core lies the discipline of training, surrounded by the science of nutrition. So that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's a quote from Thomas Brown, the English physician and writer. No one should approach the temple of science with the soul of a money changer.